Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is a bigger deal right now? Amari struggles or Jerry Jeudy's big game? That guy in Cleveland saying, that's his name. I'm not just saying like that guy. That'd be very nondescript. That guy in Cleveland on Twitter saying, I think Jeudy playing good football here for us is a pretty big deal. Saying he was skeptical at first, but he's starting to think it was a good addition for the team. That's more where I am. Like, the big takeaways are I thought Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy were really good yesterday, even with the drops. And then we kind of say, like, the Amari thing, I'm going to reassess after the Giants game. But, like, I don't know how you don't come out of that feeling super impressed by Deshaun, by Jerry Jeudy, and Elijah Moore.
Yeah, Deshaun's really got this connection with Elijah Moore, too. But the Jerry Jeudy part of it is, I mean, that's fantastic. That's what you're hoping for long term. You just needed wide receivers that would stick. I don't find myself concerned with the Amari Cooper thing.
Is it because it's too early?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's probably what the voice in the back of your head is telling yourself as well. Are we jumping to this too early? Hey, listen, he's had 10 years of awesome production. Now, the bet the Browns made... Is it fair to say the bet the Browns made not extending him is that at 30, they started to wonder if maybe he would start to fall off a cliff a little bit?
I also think they wanted to see what he was in this offense.
But I just feel like for the amount of years that he's been great and the different quarterbacks he's been great with, by the way, he's been great with Deshaun too. The first year that he was here, that Washington game alone, 100 yards with Amari, couple touchdowns. He was the only guy that consistently he's done anything with Amari. And so I just can't write it off after 2 weeks.
I mean, I would say Joe Flacco did some consistent stuff with Amari too.
I'm sorry. I meant like Deshaun Watson, like the only one he did. Like Deshaun's only connection he had was with Amari. He didn't have a 60-yard plus game with David Njoku. He never really worked with Elijah Moore the same way that people wanted it to. The only guy he consistently worked well with was Amari. And that's because Amari can work great with anybody.
Well, yes, but I think whether it's age, whether it's the first time in a different system where it's not on schedule throws, however you want to describe, whatever terminology you want to use, it's not as simple as go here, ball here, that kind of thing, or whether it's what he's coming out of. I mean, I just think, so two games is, I'm cool to say two games is early to panic, but you look at this, and I think it's fair to say, well, he didn't have a preseason. Well, yeah, but neither really did Jerry Jeudy or Elijah Moore. Well, actually, Elijah did play quite a bit in the preseason. But when it comes to attitude is one of my concerns for you, that I don't like to
see. Well, do you think that Amari, do you think he checked out? The idea that he was on the – I just because everyone told me he's too much of a pro. That's what everyone said. He's like Nick Chubb. He's too much of a pro. He's not going to be the type of player that is all of a sudden going to be in the trade rumors and then take that in such a way where he becomes disgruntled employee. Are we starting to see the early signs of that?
Yeah. I mean, well, I think it's fair to ask yourself
because
if it is.
It goes south really quick if that's the case. Well, that was the roll of the dice that they took in putting his name out there and putting him in those trade scenarios.
They didn't put his name out there. Somebody leaked that and did them dirty.
It got out there, did it not?
Yeah. Oh, no, it did. And by the way, the Instagram story tells us that he was not thrilled.
He is human, right? Yeah. Think about it. The past couple years, all he's ever done is produce for this team. 1,100 yards in each season, 1,250 yards last year. And instead of getting the extension, like Jerry Jeudy ended up getting, who'd never appeared in a Browns uniform, he got we'll restructure your deal before the season gets underway, and we'll make it so you make $25 million this year. And you should be bowing at the altar and genuflecting for Andrew Berry. But it's such hogwash. I'd be so mad if I was Amari Cooper.
He's also on team.
I'd be so mad.
I don't think he has a right to.
Why not?
Because you can't go out there, you're going to business for yourself, which is fine. You can't go say, I want more money. I'm going to hold out in what is a contractual year going into that for you. And then when the team also looks out for their best self, you get mad at them.
Listen, I don't think he's quiet quitting. I don't think he's doing one of those things where he's just, he's out there, he's making his money, but he's not trying as hard as maybe he could be. I don't think anybody thinks that he's doing that, right?
I mean, I don't know when we're talking about eye rolls and big drops. Like, if we were, okay, let's...
I mean, if he's checked out, tell me he's checked out.
But let's play devil's advocate.
Sure.
What are the signs of being checked out? Not making the catches you're used to. Huge, huge missed opportunity on third down. And what's your attitude like? So maybe this is like the Jed Wills like gag reel that's on social media.
Sure.
Maybe they just took the 10 worst plays. But three times during the game yesterday, I saw Amari with some sort of RBF situation going on his face.
Well, this isn't great then.
Well, no, but
if you believe that, that's not great.
Well, but that's I am a believer that you can come back from this. But you better get back from it quickly.
Because listen, we work in a type of situation where there's a lot of egos involved, as you mentioned before. Radio's got a lot of them.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's your favorite thing. But we've seen what happens when egos get bruised and then people don't. They check out. When they check out, they're space cadets.
Yeah, but like, okay, so do you think Ja'Marr Chase isn't going to come around in Cincy?
How do you get... Well, Ja'Marr Chase also was an eye-rolling either on the sidelines.
Yeah, you're right. He was just being told to shut the bleep up by his head coach because he had just cost his team 15 yards by getting an excessive penalty.
But that's different. That's an excessive penalty. I think that's a little different.
Ja'Marr's doing is so much worse than what Amari's doing. Like Ja'Marr
knows he's going to be a Bengal for the next 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Amari thinks this is the last year he's ever going to be with the Browns.
Ja'Marr had literally said 2 weeks ago, "You only got, I think it was like 3 targets. What's that?" And he said, "Ask the coaches."
Oh, but he knows his end game is in Cincinnati. He can't go full scorched earth. If Amari never did anything productive again for the Browns, you know what happens to Amari Cooper? At the end of this year, he just goes to a different team, and he is now a former Raider, former Cowboy, former Brown, and then former whatever team he joins.
I think it's weird because I think Ja'Marr is being more unprofessional than Amari is. I don't even know Amari's being unprofessional. I just know it's one too many drops, it's too little production, 2 games in, and the eye roll thing is something to look at.
I don't know.
Ja'Marr, if you're in Cincinnati, you better be on high alert. You're 0-2, and the guy is openly having to be told to shut the bleep up by his head coach on the sidelines. Whether or not you've got a long-term future there, that's a lot closer to going wrong than it is with Amari to this point.
I guess I didn't make too much of the eye roll situation.
And I think both are salvageable, by the way. But
well, that's what you said. You think you can come back from both. I think that they'll obviously come back from Ja'Marr. The comeback for Amari is catch the passes.
Yeah, and don't get Wally pipped by Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore because you're too busy dropping
passes.
Isn't
that the best thing for the Browns if 5 weeks in, if Amari is checked out, if Jerry Jeudy steps up and becomes a number one? Because he's the guy that's here for 4 years.
I would imagine Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, and Elijah Moore all producing is the best thing for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, but if we're going to deal with a world where Amari Cooper isn't going to be productive, the fact that Jerry Jeudy seems like he's ready to catch about as many passes as he can, that's not a bad thing.
I mean, it's okay. So now to take it one more.
Yeah. And by the way, we are playing with a very dangerous assumption that Amari Cooper is like checked out, that Amari Cooper is disgruntled, that Amari Cooper is like eye rolling and doing all this other type of stuff. Like, I just don't even know that that's true. I just think he needed work in the preseason, didn't get the work, and so he's having a bad couple weeks.
I think it's a real coincidence that his worst start to his Cleveland Browns, actually, probably the worst start to his career. Is after he got his name got leaked in a trade, and after he went into business for himself, and then eventually lost the negotiations. I think that's a big gift to him. I'll give it to him because he's been here for 3 years now. But that's a lot of credit to give to somebody. Nobody but Nick Chubb deserves the Nick Chubb wouldn't do that because Nick Chubb's been here for 7 years. Respectfully, I don't know we know Amari the same way we know Nick Chubb.
Yeah, but the suggestion you're making there is that he's actively not trying to perform.
No, I'm saying he is not in the best headspace. And through 2 games, I think you can say that. That drop, that is not an Amari Cooper drop. That is not one that we've seen in that moment.
None of them.
No, but specifically the third down. When you need him, he makes big plays in key moments. He did not there. That is incredibly troubling. Plus all the other stuff going on.
They got to get him checked back in then.